Low Farm's keys had been left with Les. Padlocks secured the gates to its fenced-off farmland. A tangle of bushes and brambles 10 feet high strained at the rusted railings opposite Low Hall. The new start Carolyn had pinned everything on, hidden somewhere beyond. She and Gwen would stay at the pub while she worked on the little cottage. A few months, maybe. Then they'd move in and live happily ever after. Within a week, it became obvious that, armed with only a rusted billhook and a battered spade, Carolyn was getting nowhere. Ted Berry was a groundskeeper and one of Low Hall's regulars. Les had a word with him about helping out. He'd sought him a few pints for his trouble. The going was rough, even with Ted's petrol strimmer, his ragged path snaking around half a dozen overgrown obstacles. One was an ornate aviary, its floor littered with bones. "From when this was the Lord's menagerie," Ted nodded, lighting his pipe. Jesse and Gwen had come investigating, and the duo nosed at the narrow bars.
"The Lord who built the hall?"
Gwen asked, poking at a parrot skull.
"No, the one they say haunts..."